Campbell.
It's mindset.
Is being sick a choice?
It's mindset, yeah.
Literally, it's mindset.
The side dish, which is a mashed potato ball stuffed with jalapenos and cheese, crumbed and deep fried.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Freeze-dried lollies is the next thing on my list. Taking the lolly world by storm from Pick & Mix. I think they're rubbish.
You're listening to the Pepper and Me podcast, Around the Dinner Table with Cherie, Cam and Lorne, where we chat all things food and business.
All right, welcome to Around the Dinner Table podcast. We're back with the original three again. My name's Lorne, Cherie and
Cam.
Cherie.
You're going too slow. We've got to move this on. No one actually cares about you.
Yeah, fair.
Light bulb, eh?
Honestly.
Big morning for you guys.
Oh,
we've actually had a flat stack week.
This week's been mental.
Yeah, flat stack.
Cherise kept telling me that being sick is a decision, so I've been deciding not to be sick, which is not going too well because now I'm getting more sick. But anyway,
well,
here I am. And
you're
now
not going to get any more sick from carrying on. No, it's Campbell
mindset.
Will agree. Campbell,
it's mindset.
Is being sick a choice?
It's mindset, yeah.
Literally, it's mindset.
Jog on.
That's why you're always
Whatever.
Sick. We are never sick.
Always on.
Because we're legends.
Whatever.
Amen, sister.
Okay, right, let's round it up. Anyway, I was trying to get you to notice my use of the word flat stack.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's been a big old discussion topic, hot debate.
Yep.
Is it flat tack or flat stack?
Oh, is this really how exciting your life is at the moment?
It's a flat tack.
Flat tack?
Yeah.
Guess, okay, what do you think?
I would have thought flat stack.
Okay, so it's actually flat stick.
Flat stick?
Yeah, as in you put your foot flat on the gas stick, and that's the saying.
Gas stick or pedal?
No, whatever. I don't know. It's flat stick, that's the saying.
It's flat tack.
I always thought it was flat stack, as in like you've got a stack of paperwork to get through.
Yeah.
You could be flat tack, like flat as a tack.
Yeah.
Nah, flat stick, that's the saying.
Flat
stick. So we've
stick.
All been using it wrong our
flat
whole
Flat stick. Who has brought this lie forward?
Well, the internet, because I heard someone saying, oh, I'm flat tack. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's flat stack, and then a debate ensued.
Flat stick.
A Googling happened. It's flat stick. Flat. Your foot's flat on the
like
stick.
Like pedal to the middle.
Maybe.
The exact same, eh?
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, anyway, there's a nice little piece of information for you.
Flat stick. By the way, it's gas pedal.
Whatever. It's, wow. Hey, I'm so glad that we did this podcast today, guys. Thanks. We'll wrap it up there. Flat stick. And
I'm here to educate.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Let's talk about food. What's the best thing you've eaten this week?
Cacio pepe peachy.
Oh, peachy. Nice.
I actually want to bring it up because it is nice. Like, it's kind of like a massive...
I'm glad you wanted to bring food up on this podcast.
I
not some other little stupid word game. Carry on.
If you're just here to be negative, you can leave.
Remember,
we didn't miss you last week.
Sickness is
sure.
a choice.
Oh.
Just be cool.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, I did want to talk about it, though, because it is quite like a iconic dish right now at the moment. Like, a lot of people are talking about it. Or maybe that's just in our friend group anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was nice, but I think it wasn't like punchy, if that makes sense. And I wanted to ask you, why would that have been?
Well, it's a very simple dish, cacio e pepe.
Yeah.
Like pecorino pepper, pasta water, and pasta.
Yeah.
Is all that's in it.
Their pasta be hand rolled, eh? That looks pretty
100%,
good.
Yeah. So it's not a punchy dish. It's not like they're adding lemon. Like, I think that's what actually happens in Italy. A lot of people are like, oh, I just didn't really like vibe with the food. It's very simple.
Yeah, okay.
And places either do it well or don't. I think Peachy does it exceptionally, but... I will admit the last time I went wasn't as good as the first time I went. The first time I went, the ragu had so much flavour, I felt like it had been reduced for about 7 years. And whereas last time I was like, oh, this is still good. It was still good. And I think it maybe is better because it's $18.
Yeah, okay.
And you're like, that's just handmade pasta, a beautiful ragu, $18. Like,
yeah,
love
that,
it.
Yeah,
good price.
And it's because it's such a hole in the wall thing. But yeah.
I think overall, I did really enjoy
the
whole thing. Like, it's definitely a cool little vibey spot.
Yeah.
Where is it?
In St. Calvin's Arcade on
K Road.
Oh, yeah.
There's a cool bar across from it called Tomfoolery.
Yeah, Tomfoolery. And you know, it's really funny. Someone came up to me with the name Tomfoolery as like the gift store at the gift.
Ah.
I was like, oh, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, we'll move on.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I still think it's a must try for people, but yeah, I do you know what? I think you're right. I think it's going to be knocked from the post of top, like my favourite thing to go to in Auckland. Like next time I go to Auckland, I'm not going to be racing there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it was probably just up to my expectations that.
I don't know. It's also personal preference. Like,
yeah, that's
like
true.
Cacio e pepe is a rich dish. It's peppery. It's not supposed to be, I wouldn't say like punchy, you know?
What's the.
We're not adding chili and lemon and stuff
what's
to
the
it.
Parsley, it is lemon, what it is. Parsley, lemon, and chili one?
Oh, aglio.
That one. Aglio olio.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That one. You know, very simple.
That one next time.
Aglio, no, but you know, olio, I'll make cool you one. Now. I've been doing one with olives, chili, parmesan.
Perfect.
And Italian parsley,
fruit
pasta,
yeah,
and that just the olives give it the like little real lovely little saltiness, and then the chili gives it the spice, and I think that's my new favorite pasta. But I kind of just started doing that. I was like, oh, that's yummy. It's very nice.
Because sardines is a big one too, as like a base.
It is. It's very Sicilian, and I've been reading lots about it because I'm going to Sicily soon. But it's just not my favorite vibe, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They do a lot with sardines, pine nuts, and raisins. There's a little combo, which is just also a weird vibe. But I'm going to eat it, you know, I'm going to appreciate it, but it's not going to be my favourite.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't remake it.
Well, I don't know. Like, we were going to make it the other week, and then I just couldn't help myself but to just do what I wanted to eat, which was olives and chili.
Yeah. So, back to basics.
I don't know. I keep buying these beautiful tins of sardines and then be like, oh, I'm trying to, but it's just, you can't, everyone's got a different.
Because another real good, like, classic or little entree is all, like, that they had there was tomatoes, sun-dried tomatoes with sardines on stracciatella.
Yeah.
And that was actually, that was quite.
That's lit.
Yeah, and there was basil. Yeah, that was something so simple.
Stracciatella is just absolutely spectacular. Mozzarella's cancelled because if you have mozzarella, you should make stracciatella.
Yeah, it's, yeah, yeah.
Aye.
Yeah.
Don't bother otherwise.
It is delicious.
Go home.
Pack your bag.
Don't come here and be basic.
Basic mozzarella?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Get some content, eh?
Yeah, actual, like, roll up in that ball shape, bringing nothing to the table.
Open yourself
There's
up.
There's no surprises or anything, you know?
Expose yourself outside
the ball. Expose yourself, yeah. Be just
let loose, ale.
Spread them.
Pop a lid off.
That's a quote.
That's my new quote, yeah.
T-shirt, that
I
shit.
Like, oh, I just had the most massive weekend the other weekend, and then by Sunday I was like, oh, I kept my lid on all weekend. Oh, I think it's time to pop my lid off.
I like it.
Yeah, okay, anyway. Right. What's the best thing you've eaten, Lorne?
Oh, I made chicken burgers last night, fried chicken burgers, and I think it just like you kind of it's one of those things for us, like it feels like it's so much admin, just like heating up oil and deep frying chicken, but it's so good. It's actually so good. Like fry a chicken thighs, brioche buns, just like some
burger
shredded
cheese.
Burger cheese, some good pickles, pickled onions.
Yeah,
it's just a winner. Shredders.
Fried burger.
Hey, do you know what we did
so good.
Yesterday?
So good.
Yesterday.
Well, honestly, that's why I ended up doing fried chicken burgers, because I was sitting there at the photo shoot thinking about fried chicken because these guys went and got KFC.
We had a...
Dirty bird.
Yeah, we had a photo shoot yesterday, and so usually I'd cook 100 dishes, but the aim of the photo shoot yesterday was different. We were getting product shots. So we were just taking photos of... like a man rub with a steak hanging down behind so I'd cooked a few things and like we were doing the plant palm and we were like, oh, whip up a pasta quick or something. But I hadn't had 50 dishes to shoot the dish whipped up. And then we were like, oh, let's do the burger sauce. What can we have to put the burger sauce on? Yeah. And someone's like, oh, why don't we go get some KFC? And so we're like, oh, this is actually such a good idea. So we went and got like wicked wings. And then we got like a burger, and then we're just like, because we were just like, you know, being quite different with our photography style yesterday. So we were really pushing boundaries. So we're just like smothering these burgers and sauce and like aioli. Yeah. And then we had like, chips.
So I was sitting there like with KFC going around, and I was like, oh, and then Haley was just like, should we do fried chicken burgers? I'm like, done.
Definitely firm yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not groundbreaking, but it's
no, but it was delicious.
Good,
let's go back. I haven't done a podcast since I did my briskets, which was delicious for my birthday. That was a couple.
Yeah, you
couple
actually.
Old. That was like a month ago almost.
Really,
nah,
bean
weeks
test
ago.
Was sensational.
Bean test.
It was good. Yeah, it was tender. It was juicy. It was smoky.
Firm but fair.
But yeah, it was a lot of effort. To get the result.
See, that's what I said to you.
Yeah, it was what
I'm
you
like,
said to me.
It's like not like anything wrong with it. It's delicious.
Yeah.
But is it worth getting up at like 5 a.m?
I don't know. I don't know. I want to do it again and kind of like maybe not at like a party where I'm feeding a whole bunch of other people so I can actually enjoy eating it and, you know, not have to worry about all that sort of stuff and then critique myself a bit better. But I'm a big fan of like the pulled pork, the pulled beef cheeks. The you know, the pork belly burnt ends where it's a little bit less, like you just shove it in and you cook it really, like there's, like it's not like you've got to pull it off at certain temperatures and be super specific about it. Like if you do a pulled pork and you take it 10 degrees over what it's supposed to be, like it's still going to be fine.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
Like you can't go wrong.
That's why brisket's a competition meat, isn't
exactly.
it? It's difficult. It's hard work.
So
it's dramatic.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to do pulled beef cheeks this weekend, so I'll report back on that later.
Yeah,
can you document that, please?
I just, it's so much effort with two kids running around because it's so noisy that, like, I feel like, but I guess should do a voiceover or something, okay?
Well, just do it, and people don't care. It's fine. I've been doing it my whole life.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, go on, Tree. Tell us about your food.
Okay. Well, since you asked. No, I've just been thinking about, so I'm going to be writing a dining guide for the Bay of Plenty for Our Place magazine. It's my first task.
Ooh, very cool.
And I've been thinking a lot about it all the time, obviously, being like, where's my favourite this, what's my favourite this? Because I reckon there's so many great, like, good restaurants, but they might have, like, one or two outstanding dishes. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use Pearl Kitchen and Henry and Ted's as an example. Pearl Kitchen does the best eggs, Benny, because the hash cakes are spectacular.
So
they're so good. They are
so
flawless,
good.
Delicious.
Amazing.
Best eggs, Benny, Pearl Kitchen.
Yes.
But if you want toast, eggs on toast, their toast is not good.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not, oh, I shouldn't say it's not good. Like, I don't like it. Okay, my personal opinion is I don't really like the toast there.
Okay.
So if I'm going to have eggs on toast, I think Henry and Ted has spectacular sourdough and the most amazing multigrain that you'll ever try. So if you want like poached eggs, avocado and relish,
go Henry and Ted's.
Yep. If you want sort of scram on, and they do the chili scram with fried eggs, which I always get them to try and scramble instead.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I wonder if I can write that into the food guide. Like, if you want an off-menu suggestion, which is actually the best dish, ask for the fried chili fried eggs but with scrambled eggs. So anyway, that's what I want to do.
Yep.
That's my project this week. Yep. So I've been thinking lots about, like, where is the best this?
Yep.
And I was driving to work thinking about croissants.
Oh, croissants.
And I was like, I'm going to pull into Pocket Bakery, and he just had hot croissants Australia. Oh. And I know I've said it before, but they are absolutely
out the gate. Yep.
Out the gate.
Yep. Yeah, those
they
ones you got
insane. And he's so lovely. And I was just yarning with him, and he's like, well, he's like a sourdough-based croissant.
Right.
So they're like a 36-hour full butterproof. I'm like, why don't you sell these at other places, but there's no margin in them?
Yeah.
So you can't. Yeah. So I think it's Wednesdays and Fridays. He's only open, Wednesdays and Fridays Friday mornings.
Until they're sold out.
Hotu Street, down the road. But they are the best croissants I've ever tasted.
Yep.
Yeah. They're up there with Loon. Like, I reckon they're.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Loon's nicer.
Yeah. Slightly softer, but... Oh, God, they're good. Anyway, okay, so that's probably the best thing I ate. I'm so happy with my choice to go there.
Nice. I forgot to say that we went out to Fife Lane.
Oh, that's right. I babysat for
date
you.
Date night.
And gave you my Fife Lane voucher.
Yeah, you did. Thank you. Appreciate that. Got us a bottle of wine. it was delicious, though. So good.
I know.
So good.
It's the best day. It's one of the top 100 steakhouses in the world.
Yep.
I reckon... I've got this really firm love for a Bavette steak at the moment.
Yep.
And, I reckon their Bavette's better. I'm going to cancel sirloin. Have I cancelled sirloin yet?
You talked about
it. I think sirloin's the worst meat on the planet.
I think we have already. Absolutely
done. Well, I'd just like to state that point with a full stop.
Okay.
Sirloin's cancelled. It's not coming back.
Okay. Bavette has to stay around because you can't get the rest of the meat without somebody eating sirloin. But okay.
No, well, just honestly, chuck it to the dogs. Dogs that you don't like.
What about tomahawk? That's a big trend at the moment.
Tomahawk's all right. The Bavette is the way forward. Another word that you call it is flank steak. That's why we've not heard it so much before. Right, Bouvette is a flank steak.
Yeah, right.
So if you're looking for one, that's what you probably got to look for. Most butchers don't even have it. They're like, oh, no one wants that. I'm like, you wait. They will.
We're bringing it back.
Yeah. Bouvette is, Cherie said so.
we got the gnocchi there, though, and it was delicious. I've never had gnocchi that, like, light and fluffy.
Yeah.
So good. And it was, like, mushroom gnocchi, and I don't even like mushrooms, but... We're fighting over it. So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, Fireflame is spectacular.
We've talked about Fireflame before, so I won't yarn too much about that, but it was delicious.
No, they are great.
Peach had a special, they had a corn gnocchi. That was sensational.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was just because I like corn, so.
Anyway. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw, cowboy.
They do random specials, eh? We had a smoked fish pasta, like a creamy, it was like a mascarpone smoked fish, maybe chive sort of sauce.
Yeah, right.
And it was very rogue order, but. Yeah, loved it. I got to go and try a new restaurant last week.
Where is this?
It's called Jason Bien. I don't know. We call it Jason and Ben's. It's like a French name. I don't know. Jason and Ben's, waterfront on the Strand.
Ah, okay.
And it's very... the food was good, really good. It was very old school.
Right.
Yeah. If you want to take your parents somewhere, take them there.
Right.
It was... you know, like all your classics, staples, steak, pick your sauce, lamb, rack of lamb, right. Fish of the day, cheese board, eaten mess, baked cheesecake. Right. Like, it was just real, like...
Solid.
You know, that stuff that'll never never go out of fashion. Not Lone Star.
Okay.
And the flavours were really yum. There was a really nice lemony ricotta dish with... fried courgettes and shredded fresh courgettes on top, which was beautiful.
Yeah, that
was my dish
delicious.
Of the day. So that was quite cool. It's where Valare was down on the Strand.
Okay.
I very rarely go to the Strand just because it's such a... And I love going to Sugo so much. If I'm in town, I'll always try and go to Sugo.
Yeah, that place is phenomenal.
Yeah, but that was worth a mention. Great meal, great wine. They have a pianist.
Pianist.
So if you'd like some pianist music and lamb rack... Pop on down.
Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, to Jason and Ben's.
Jason and Ben's. We'll add the actual name in the show notes.
It's J-A-I-S and then something B, I don't know, something French. Oh, I made brunch the other day. I'd made dinner the night before. We're having a barbecue. Someone brought some smoked fish, some smoked gem fish. And I made some fish cakes, which I want to be honest, I don't know if I've ever made fish cakes in my life.
I don't think a Thai
fish cake. It was like a basic fish. I was like, I'm going to make some mashed potato.
Oh, yeah.
It was maybe like 2/3 smoked fish, 1/3 mashed potato. I put heaps of capers and dill and lemon. It was quite punchy. And then
deep fry it?
No, I just pan fried them the next morning because we didn't end up, I was like, there's way too much food for the barbecue. Right. So I'll do them the next morning. Poached egg, hollandaise.
Yep.
I think that was possibly the best breakfast I've had or made in a very, very long time.
Smoked fish.
Yeah.
Right. What kind of fish was it?
Gem fish. But
what does that look like?
Ugly.
Okay.
It's an ugly, weird, large fish.
Yeah, right.
It was sensational. I'm like, oh, that would just be something. I'd never order a fish cakes with a poach. You know, that wouldn't be my go-to.
No.
But it was, like, well worth a revisit.
Interesting.
I think it was, like, such a lush base for the poached egg and then the hollandaise as opposed to a toast or a hash cake. Yep. It was really, like, oh, yeah.
Get a bit of freshness, get a bit of
smokiness. Sensational. A little bit of chili oil on them. Some fresh dill. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can see that working.
Wonderful. Very, very good. My other noteworthy mention is Leo's Pizza in Papamoa.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've mentioned him.
We had it ages ago. I think my housewarming like a year ago. And I think it was just real busy. There was lots of kids who didn't get to sit down and eat it properly. But had it the other day again. There was a bit of anticipation because I ordered online at like a Sunday arvo. We're like, oh, we'll have a late lunch.
Yep.
And so I ordered it at like 1:00. And then at like 2:30 it wasn't there. I was like, oh, I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah.
And I saw that they didn't open till 5:00.
Oh.
So I rang. I was like, oh, I've placed an order. They're like, oh, yeah, we open at 5:00. You'll get it at like 5:40. I was like, oh, God, I'm in for the long haul now. I was like, I can't eat, can I? Because it's coming.
Yeah.
So I strapped in.
Yeah.
Watched my first ever episode of Maths.
Oh, yeah.
Struggled through. But that's all everyone talks about, and I just don't know what's happening. And like,
It gets better.
I haven't watched one of them.
I feel like it doesn't.
I'm in hook, line, and sinker now, which I don't like, but Hayley watches it, so I just kind of have to. But now I'm hooked.
Association.
Are you? God, isn't it? Don't you just think to yourself while you're watching, like, why am I wasting my life like this?
It happens.
Yeah.
Love Island.
But I mean, gonna waste my life on something else at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night? Like, what do you clean the house or watch TV?
Yeah. Oh, I go on like real deep TikTok holes. So now I'm like an expert on the PCP trail, hiking trail.
Wait, what's something with the stingray that's pregnant?
Yes. Oh yeah, no, PCP hiking trail. You should go and do it. Oh my god, I got so into it. This girl documented her day to day.
Yeah.
And I think it was 180 days. She walked from Canada to Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she every day Jeepers. Daily diary.
Yeah.
And she wanted to eat all her own food, so she dehydrated all her meals.
Dehydrated everything, and you sent it to places in front of you.
On the track, that's trail.
Commitment.
And then you walk off trail to go to the little town and get it, and then you're back. Yep. And she was by herself.
Yep.
Like, oh, it was just the most fascinating thing ever. Oh, I just wish I was a person who did stuff like that.
So you go to the base of Mexico.
Yeah,
Because you can keep going. That northern part of Mexico is the dodgy part.
Yeah, I don't think you go too far in. It's through America, but it's from... Yeah,
that's bottom. That's still America's massive, eh?
Oh, it was wild. Really wild.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but it was very, very. It'd kind of be like the Tauroa.
Yeah, trail, totally but similar. But
bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, just way bigger.
Way bigger.
Because there was a start of summer, people were documenting their Tauroa trails, eh?
Yes, I enjoy watching those sort of TikToks too.
I totally, like, back when I was maybe like 19 and I was working at MacPack, I was like planning to do that. Like, yeah, I got into the geeky side of things, and I'd, like, planned out, like, all of the weight of my pack and everything that I was going to take and how much it was going to cost me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna do it. I reckon I would have done it as well, but...
You got a girlfriend.
Life, yeah, girlfriend and then university and all of that sort of
stuff.
Yeah,
you should go and do it, though.
I still would love to do it now.
You're in pain and sick all the time.
Heaps of people are like, sick all the time.
What's it?
Oh, another cough.
I reckon I'll do it.
Yeah, you could smash it out.
I'd do it in sections, right? Like, you'd go do a week of walking, and you'd start at the top, and then you'd wherever you finish, and then, you know,
go back
another
to
6 months, you go back and do another week, that kind of thing.
Connie's going to run it.
Yeah, she's going to try.
She reckons she can run it in, like, 40 days or something.
There's a record day that she wants to
do. Basically a marathon a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that top of the South Island, that would be the hard part, because you're isolated. Yeah, from
top of the North Island, you got 90 mile
beach. It's like looks, 3 days in its own.
Looks tough. There's one thing she's true. Like, I haven't seen a human in 3 days, and I've seen the same site for 3 days. Yep. Like that
would be true.
Tough, but yeah, what a cool thing to do. You should definitely do it.
Yeah, I think if she was doing it, I'd tap in and do a couple down legs with her or whatever.
Legs.
But yeah, there is that.
There's different levels as well. Like you can do it how tough you want. Like heaps of people. There's parts that they'll like hitchhike and whatnot. Like because it's like you've. The goal is just to get to the bottom. Like, if you skip out an hour of walking and you get a hitchhike, like, who cares?
Yeah, it is definitely.
Different levels.
Because I think her one is she wants to just run.
Yep.
Like, she can't even step on a... Like, she'll have a helper,
yep.
but she can't, like, use the car at all.
Yeah,
she wants to set the record for the fastest female.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's a quick one, too.
She's pretty wild, yeah.
A friend of mine rode it, and... They did it in, like, a while, like, I can't remember, but it was weak. Like, it was only a few weeks or something.
Yeah, well, biking would be a lot faster.
Yeah.
My parents are talking about biking it, but doing it in sets like you're talking about.
Right. So, you know, he's just a nut job. He just went nonstop.
North Island. Yeah, and then...
Anyway, we better wind this back in, this conversation.
Oh, yeah, so dehydrated food.
Yeah.
TikTok trends, maths. Where did we start that conversation?
Leo's Pizza. Anyway, so they do
meal bags are back.
They do this side dish, which is a mashed potato ball stuffed with jalapenos and cheese, crumbed and deep fried.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So
sounds good.
If you're a bit like tired and hungover on a Sunday,
get one of them.
Outstanding.
Take the lid off that.
You pop the lid off a few of those balls, that's for sure. And the pizza, just I wouldn't stray past like cheese pizza or a pepperoni pizza. I don't hate a Hawaiian pizza, to be honest. But
there's better pizza.
There's better pizza, but if it's me and the kids, I'm like, whatever, cheese pizza, Hawaiian pizza, that's all we get. I'm not going to go out and get a barbecue chicken bloody bacon pizza. I'm happy with the cheese pizza. I think it's great. Some of those balls. I reckon it would be the best takeaway pizza I've ever had.
Nice.
Yep, so big call.
So, and you were starving.
Well, I was like, I've just, that was, yeah, it was a big anticipation. Mm-hmm. I really buckled in. She had no food at the household, and I was like, oh, so I ate three of those cheese wedges, you know, the Kraft cheese wedges.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all I had to snack on while I was waiting for my.
What are the cheese wedges?
You know, you get the circle and there's eight wedges of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
They're quite low fat cheese. It's almost like a cream cheese, but cheddary.
It's a kids thing, isn't it?
It's a kids thing, but I ate three, so I thought they were quite delicious.
Cheese good.
Yeah, I was like, these are actually nice.
They're not getting cancelled.
Yeah.
No, I might bring those back. What about laughing cow.
What about string cheese?
Never had one.
No? You know those little, like, tubes and you, like, peel them off?
I have seen those. Yeah.
Sounds hideous.
I didn't have them like as a kid, but.
Nah. Is it in New Zealand? I thought that was an American thing.
I remember eating them when I was in, like, high school.
Yeah. Okay, string anyway, cheese. Moving on.
Same with strings.
Campbell and I went to a Nepalese dinner.
Oh, yes, we did.
The other week.
Oh, yeah, the
and
little pop-up.
I must admit that I read, yeah, it was at Izakai. I read the menu and I was like, that doesn't appeal to me at all, but it sounds fun. I don't think I've ever had Nepalese food. I'm going to go. And it just blew all my expectations out of the water.
Yeah, it was delicious.
It was so nice.
Nice.
What was the starter?
The starter was a sort of similar to what I just described from Leo. It was like a cheesy ball. It was called cheesy aloo chop, which is a potato. So it was like a cheesy ball, but it had like a coriander foam or something on it, yeah. And it was quite spicy.
It was nice.
Real nice bite. Mm. And then we had momo. It was said momo soup, but it was like a couple of dumplings on a cold peanut sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, which
yeah.
was yum.
Yeah, it was.
Yummy peanut sauce.
I kind of looked at it like...
What?
And then funny. We had a goat shank, wild goat okay. shank yeah, on mash.
I had two.
And then they're like, does anyone want another one? Campbell had another one.
Yep.
So it was quite heavy That's food, mean. But it was, the flavours were just delicious. Like with a curry jus, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and like, well, I was pretty full after the two lamb shanks.
Yeah, I was like absolutely stonkered after my one shank.
It was nice, especially that starter. That
the cheesy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was delicious. Like you put that in your mouth, you're like, the texture was just right.
Yeah.
And then, like, very cheesy.
It was a nice mellowed flavour. Like, yeah, it was nice. It was
mean. And then there was a rice pudding with, I think, pistachio and rose water. It was cold though, eh?
Yeah, and then they ended it with that dough. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like a little sweet. That was kind of what flavour was it? Pistachio?
I think so, yeah. And peanut
it was like
butter?
A sweet. Oh, yeah, condensed milk. It was like condensed milk sort of cornflour situation. Right. That was a texture, yep. And I didn't know that was no good. But
yeah, that was, yeah, that was probably the one thing that was
cute
still
little
some
end
it.
To the thing. I think it was five courses for $80. Great,
yeah.
Great thing. I think I love seeing those pop ups. You can just jump on that and experience something quite new and different.
They're becoming more and more frequent, aren't they? I'm seeing them more and more.
You can. It works for everyone. You know, you get these chefs get to really express themselves and do this. It's and you're going to sell out if you're only doing a couple of nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the restaurant who maybe is quiet on a Tuesday also gets a full house. For drinks. So I think that's quite genius, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. And he even came out. He didn't talk to us, but he talked.
He did. You just went there because you were an hour late for dinner, remember?
Well, it was only 20 minutes there. Yeah. Anyway, you actually get to meet the guy. And, I saw him talking to someone else because apparently I was an hour late.
Was everyone served everything at the same time or was it like staggered?
No, it was pretty much at the same time.
Same time.
Yeah, the five courses came out at the same time.
So you had to be there and bang on time and then everything.
Yeah, but luckily for Campbell, everyone was late because it said arrive at 5:15 for a 5:30 start.
Yeah.
And I had my kids. Remember, I was trying to get you to babysit because I had no babysitter.
Right.
And I ended up just like chucking them at a mate's house and then racing down there.
Yeah.
And I got there at 5:30 and then the restaurant was like empty. And I was like, shit, I was panicking that I was late.
Pretty late.
And then sat down and then I could see the chefs like literally looking around like,
what's happening?
And then what time did you get there? 5:45, maybe?
Yeah.
And then they pretty much got the food out after it. That. But they had another setting at 7:30.
So it was.
They had to be on time.
Yep.
Yeah.
For the next lot. Because the ones that I'd been to, like, they obviously pad out the tables. So they're like, you know, they're just like making four of this. And then going back to that and going back. So they're kind of like padding it out rather than trying to do 100 of one meal at the same time.
Mm.
Nice though.
No, it was great.
Cool,
I mean,
cool experience.
I think it was great. I really enjoyed it. I think it's the way of the future. That pop-up dining's great. We've got Flavours of Plenty coming up here next month. Oh, April?
Mm-hmm.
End of March, early April. And I'm absolutely gutted. I just think it's worth mentioning. I absolutely would have done an event if I could have. But I've got so much on that week. Got Christchurch Food Show. I've got a wedding that week. I've got Pepper's birthday.
Bang on Easter.
And it's bang on Easter, and I just couldn't pull it together. And they're like, oh, you need to come to some of the events. I'm like, I'm free one of the nights. That's how tight, my April is absolutely no good. So I'm quite gutted about that. But if you can get behind, the flavours are plenty.
And if there's any tickets left, because the one that I would have gone to is sold out.
To Rose's dining table. Yeah. I have this on my list because I think Rose is just doing the most cool stuff.
Smashing it out.
She's just smashing it. She's actually stumbled upon this, not stumbled upon, but she's got this business model that no one else is doing.
Yep.
And it's brilliant and it's colourful and vibrant and fun and the food is fun. It's not fussy. It's engaging. It's like...
And it's tailor-made. It's not just a set menu.
Yeah.
The same
thing. Yeah. And dining and time taking, going and cooking for someone for 20 in someone's home and providing them with a fun afternoon of bubbles and bright colours and fun is just so cool.
Yeah.
So I think she's just... I mean, she's booked out for ages, I think. But exceptional one to watch for sure. I've got a story. I don't know if I told you the story, but that I got Rose to do a custom painting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I saw that she had...
After I met Matt, and he started, like, he's not an Instagrammer, obviously.
But he was trying to impress
me. He would keep putting up these rogue, like, food posts.
Yep.
And my friends kept screenshotting them and sending them to me and be like... Like, he's trying to get your attention, like, it's so rogue, like. And then one day...
I was big into anchovies,
putting anchovies in anything. And then one day he put up this post and it was just, like, toast with scrambled eggs with 3 anchovies on it. And my friend Jess just, like, fishing. She, like, lost it. She's like, this guy is so into you. Like, this is literally... aimed at you.
But the photo was like, you know, it had Instagram border, Instagram filter.
Literally bait though.
Literally looked like it was like...
Wait for this. Oh. I'll show you, Cam. And he's maintained to this day that it wasn't for me. He's like, nah, I was just...
But who puts anchovies on scrambled eggs and then takes a photo of it and puts it on Instagram?
With the border.
It's rogue. It's rogue. And then, so that's the photo.
Oh, honey.
I know. It's so good, though. I'll screenshot it so that we can put it
on the
podcast. So, anyway, I got Rose to...
do a painting on it?
Because we've been together a year or whatever, and he'd done all this stuff, and I'd done nothing for our anniversary.
Valentine's Day.
So I was like, Rose, can you paint that picture for me? Perfect. And I'll give it to him because it's, like, thoughtful but in kind of a... very funny way. Very shiri way. And this is the painting.
Oh, perfect.
And she's literally awesome. Given me the most awesome painting I've ever seen.
Is that in your house?
It's in his house and I gave it to him. And he just like instantly knew what it was. Lost it. That's like, it was such a good gift.
It's a very thoughtful gift.
Is this thoughtful from me?
That's very good.
Thank you. That's what I thought, but I was also a bit like cheeky. So
it's awesome too.
It's actually like an awesome thing to have in your house. So
I was definitely waiting for that painting thing to go somewhere else. So. Like a naked nest.
Oh, no.
A sword or something.
No. So I'm going to have to share a post of the painting because it's so good. Rose is a very talented artist.
Talented.
Yeah, I think she's just incredible. So really, really enjoy her.
Nice.
Great. So flavours of plenty. Keep an eye out for that. Freeze-dried lollies is the next thing on my list. Taking the lolly world by storm from Pick & Mix. I think they're rubbish.
Oh!
Yeah, I really don't like them.
I think it depends on the lolly that you start with.
They're shit, hey?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's big.
And they're just big.
Yeah. Nah.
Like, you think it depends on the lolly?
I think it depends on the lolly. So they sent us a whole bunch of stuff, and they sent us the chamoy stuff, which is like the...
Spicy
COVID lollies, and then they freeze-dried. It was really... They were really interesting. Really interesting flavours going on, the sweet and spicy and whatnot. I think that some of the lollies like almost end up real claggy and like sort of, I don't know. But
what's claggy?
You know, like stick to your teeth.
Mine's it.
And like
chewy?
Not chewy, nah, gummy. Because they're not chewy, they just like crunch in your mouth, but then they get all like gummy and I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, what lolly do you think's great then? What freeze-dried lolly is blowing your mind? Oh, do you know what? Actually, the Skittle is not bad.
The Skittles.
Skittle's not bad.
So I think it was there was the Blue Sharks or something that were done in there, and I think they were felt a bit weird. But then the Skittles were mean because I guess as a starting lolly, like they're not gummy and they're not sticky. They're kind of, you know, they're a little bit. I guess they are a little bit, but I don't know, maybe they just freeze-dry better.
I just don't really like lollies like...
Yeah,
I'm not a big sugar person either.
I'd grab chocolate.
Yeah, you're a chocolate person, aren't you?
Do they freeze-dry pineapple lumps? I feel like that'd go hard.
Yeah, that'd probably be nice. Yeah. That might be a nice texture.
I like those ones frozen a little bit, though.
Yeah, it's got a nice chew. Just interesting. I mean, it's very... I'll turn it into a compliment. Pick & Mix does the best marketing of any other company on the internet.
Oh, they're nailing it.
Absolutely nailing it. Great company. Like, she actually is... I actually know her from Rotorua. Well, I used to work with Julie and Richard. I haven't met her sister, maybe, the owner's sister. For Herb's Place.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, and she's just taken this little lolly shop and just become the best thing on the internet. Yeah. Absolutely love it. Doing a great job. Very, very cool. And they've expanded massively, which is it's just really cool to see, isn't it? And now they're doing these freeze-dried lollies, which is a fun novelty. And they bring in all the stuff from America that we don't get, which is
cool. In the UK and everywhere. Yeah. Like, it's all of the overseas stuff, which is interesting.
You don't know until you try, eh? And, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to see people trying shit.
Oh, I think it's cool. I really like those snackle boxes. There's another company just popped up doing those, so they buy the tackle box and fill it with... So there might be like...
Snackle box?
You know, isn't it?
Copyright it before they do. That's awesome.
It's like a snackle box. So you do it for kids, toddlers.
Yeah,
so you get literally a tackle box, and you put like pretzels, raisins, lunch fruit.
Yeah, that's awesome. Why are we buying lunch boxes? You could buy a tackle box for $5 from Bunnings.
And a fisherman's hat.
Oh,
I didn't know you didn't know about that.
So now
someone's making them with lollies and selling them with lollies. You can get red or blue which is quite cool. But I thought we could do something like that in the shop, like something with our stuff, you know, like our baking or something like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Anyway. Cool concept.
Like, we need other ideas going around.
Oh, I know.
Break.
Excellent. What else have I got? A Christchurch food show. We're going down to the Christchurch food show.
Yes,
so
we are.
Be great to get a bit of hype around that. I think we should make a real thing out of it. I think I might stay down with you for the week.
Go see some people.
Oh, don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Mum's offered to have the kid because I was going to fly back up here on the Monday and then fly back down to this wedding on Thursday.
Oh.
So Mum's like, oh, we'll just stay down for those 3 days. You might as well. So
go
maybe,
visit some
people. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, there'd be stockists that you could do some stuff with for sure.
Make some content.
Yeah. So we're gonna, and then we go to Queenstown for this wedding in Wanaka. So we'll be around.
Yeah.
We're gonna be the man around town. So that's pretty much my list. I think I've had a lovely food week. The pool's coming along well. I've decided I hate the concrete, so the guy came in today to rip half of it up. Everyone's like, "Don't make a hasty decision." I'm like, "Get that concrete cutter back here because I hate that concrete." So please pop that to cut the concrete out that we just laid last week.
I think that's the right decision. I
agree,
You could have just put planters along the blimmin' wall.
That's what everyone's saying to me, lawn, but planters are actually more expensive than cutting the concrete out and planting a garden.
Yeah, but it's just more flexible. I don't even care. Who cares? Okay, we've got to wrap this up.
It's going to look lush. Did you see my photo yesterday? It's all coming together.
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
the world's biggest project.
Coming together.
Thanks for coming. Have a great week. Try the mashed potato balls from Leo's Pizza.
And watch out for Pepper and Me schnackle boxes.
Watch out for Pepper and Me schnackle boxes. Black Gold is back online today. Got your goods back in stock. I've been working on my new podcast that might be coming out soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Lots of stuff on all around. Oh, check and my the dining guide, Cherie's dining guide for the Bay of Plenty will also be out in the next few weeks.
That'll be very cool.
I reckon it'll be cool too.
Yeah. Online as well?
Yeah, I reckon you get it online.
Cool. Yeah, and then someone asks me every day, I'm coming down, where do I eat? And I'm going to be like, boom, send you to the doc.
Yep.
Yeah, done. Nice. Wrapped up.
Perfect.
All right, have a great week. Bye, thanks.
Bye, thanks.
See you.
Thanks for listening to the Pepper and Me podcast, guys. Make sure you like and subscribe. And if you're interested in any of the products that we're talking about, you'll find us at pepperandme.co.nz.